I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Azerbaijani pastor Ahmed Shabanov's trial may be moving forward today after long delays. He's a pastor the government's been trying to silence over the last year. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says, although SGA supports work there, it's difficult.
The believers in these regions don't know really ultimately what the next step is going to be, but their attitude is that the Lord's called them to proclaim the gospel, and they're going to keep on proclaiming the gospel no matter what those difficulties are. And I think our role here, of course, is just to continue to hold them up in prayer and be of whatever service we can possibly be to them.
Meanwhile, thousands of believers in India who suffered violent attacks last fall have nowhere else to turn. The government's shutting down relief camps and forcing Christians out with no compensation or relief aid. Mission India is providing emergency relief kits to families in Orissa, but they need your help. Relief kits include clothing, food, and gospel material. With a gift of $35, you can provide these supplies for a family of four. Pray that God protects believers in Orissa. And despite drops in the economy and the rise of new governments, World Hope International will remain the same. David Erickson says amid so much change, World Hope will continue to carry out its mission in 2009. They're working to find ways to end human trafficking, to strike urban poverty growth, and to bring pure water to those without. The core and meaning of their work remains Jesus Christ.
Our mandate is to make a difference in people's reality now in such a way that God can use that to make a difference in their realities for eternity.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.